This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ما بعد قال المصنف رحمه الله تعالى في كتاب رياض الصالحين في باب فضل العلم تعلما وتعليما لله يحيى بن شرف أبو زكريا يحيى بن شرف النووي says his book entitled The Gardens of the Righteous in the chapter of the virtues of knowledge the virtues of knowledge teaching learning and teaching for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا مات ابن آدم انقطع عمله إلا من ثلاث صدقة جارية أو علم ينتفع به أو ولد صالح يدعو له عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الدنيا ملعونة ملعون ما فيها إلا ذكر الله تعالى وما ولا ما والاه وَعَالِمًا أَوْ مُتَعَلِّمًا In the first hadith, it was on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, He who calls others to follow a guidance, when a man dies, his deeds come out to an end, except for three things, صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ, continuous charity, a knowledge which is beneficial, or a virtuous descendant who prays for him. Yani praying for the deceased. And this hadith is reported by Muslim. So this hadith is azim jiddan because it's a great hadith because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, firstly, he confirms that every action that he does is inqata amalu. So all of his actions cease. So what are the actions that you've done in this dunya that will benefit you in the akhirah? And there's a beautiful statement by Ali ibn Abi Talib. He said, "Kum min abna'il akhirah." To be the children of the Akhirah. Meaning, that whatever you do in this life, you look at it as an investment in the Akhirah. What you do in this life, knowing that it will have an effect in the Akhirah. Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who al-Hasib, and him, his name being al-Hasib, means he is the one that holds things accountable. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example of his level of accountability of us as servants, when he says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى So he says, and whoever does an atom's weight of good shall see it, and whoever does an atom's weight of evil shall see it. You will see it on the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكْ He says, read. Everything will be placed in front of you of what you've done. And there is no صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا As he says in the chapter of Kahf, that there is no small or major thing except that Ahsaha, that he has encompassed it, he knows about it, and he holds us accountable for it. But on top of all of that, even though we may do actions in this life that may be of sins that we didn't seek forgiveness from, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, can yudkhilna al-jannata. He can enter us into Jannah with his mercy. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that none of us enters Jannah with our actions. Except with his إلا أن يتغمد لله برحمته that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses us with his mercy. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says here that when a man dies, his deeds will come to an end except for three things. Meaning that after he dies, what are the actions that will continue on and benefit him even after he is dead? So the first thing is صدقتٌ جارية. It is the continuous charity. So if one gives charity and that charity carries on over to something or someone else, So giving charity to a masjid, giving charity to a masjid for the binaya or the building or maintenance of the masjid, giving charity to something that helps other people and with what they use, it can help them to continue on with charity as well. So any money that you are giving to something that is a continuous action of khair, that is sadaqatun jariya. So we actually have an organization, a continuous charity, and it's an organization that you give money to this charity and they help students go to college to where they can avoid school loans. This is here, founded in Dallas, down the street. And then also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, and knowledge which is beneficial. وَالْعِلْمٌ He says, وَالْعِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ Oh, beneficial knowledge. And the most beneficial knowledge is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The knowledge of what will save people from the hellfire. That is the most beneficial knowledge. But that is not the only knowledge that is beneficial. For example, the knowledge that you have from your profession, that which helps people in being the best version of themselves, and that action or that profession that all of you have, you remember that it is a means of showing gratitude to Allah. So when you wake up in the morning, you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given you this job, that you've attained from knowledge, and maybe the job that you have is teaching people the knowledge that you've obtained, such as a college professor, or someone that is a supervisor. You are training people with this type of knowledge. As long as a profession is a profession that is halal, it is a profession that is honorable, then that is something that someone can benefit from, inshallah, to where someone uses that knowledge to work and to provide for their family. But it's important to remember that that knowledge that we may have to provide for our families, whether it is a teacher in math, or it is someone that is teaching in any profession, whether it is a doctor, whether it is a carpenter, whether it is a plumber, whether it is a lawyer, whether it is a software engineer, whatever the case may be, they're using that, which firstly, they're using it with the intention to please Allah by using what Allah has given them to help themselves and to help others. Teaching employees, teaching their subordinates, and using the money that they receive to help with their family, for them to learn as well. This, inshallah, can be ilmun yuntafa'u bihi, but the most noble of that is the knowledge of the religion. And then after that, the Prophet ﷺ said, "A waladin salihin yad'u lahu." He said, or a virtuous descendant who prays for him. And this is important for us as parents to do what? When we hear this last portion, why does this motivate a parent? A waladin salihin yad'u lahu, or a virtuous descendant, it's really a virtuous child, but there's a descendant who prays for him. Why is this motivational for us as parents? Even non-parents, you know.
It's two things.
Sorry?
It's two things.
What? Which are?
You make dua for your parents, and you make sure your kids are salih, so they can make dua for you.
Exactly. You make dua for your parents, right? So this is a proof that making dua for your parents, what? Can benefit them while they are what? In their after. They're in their graves now, or they're in barzakh, the waiting period. So if you make dua for them, that can benefit them. Do we realize that? Our parents that have passed away, may Allah have mercy on them. Are there any more actions for them? No. All their actions are done. But one action, and you realize, it was interesting here, and I just caught this, subhanAllah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there are things that benefit him in this life. Three actions. They're all cut off except three actions. The first one of them is what? Who remembers? The charity, right? So that charity that you have given has benefited you. That is an action that you did that has benefited you in the akhirah. The second one was what? Knowledge that you taught people. But the third one, was it an action of yours? It's an action of your children. But how is that indirectly an action of yours? You what? Teaching them what? The religion. This is also a proof that the religion of Islam, the religion of the deen, is the most virtuous knowledge that was mentioned in the second one, right? Because someone may have maybe the best doctor, maybe the best plumber, maybe the best lawyer, maybe the best this, but they have no deen, have no knowledge of Islam whatsoever. They're a Muslim, but they have no knowledge of Islam. So if there's no knowledge of Islam and no knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how do we expect them to be people that know Allah and that come close to Him and want to do actions that please Him whatsoever? Not to say that the one that doesn't have any knowledge would never make dua. But the more you know Allah, the more you what? Love Him. The more your relationship strengthens with Him. And that is why it's important for us to teach our children about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For when they make dua for us, just as right now, you have come to the masjid, you're here at the masjid of Salatul Isha. There had to have been some type of influence by someone that was older than you, primarily your parents or a relative of theirs, your uncles or aunts, that have taught you this when you were younger. That you say, I'm thankful for my kama rabbayani saghira, as they raised me when I was younger. You making dua for them will benefit them now. Making dua for them. So when you have that, imagine with your children when you teach them the importance of dua. Imagine if you tell them tonight, you know, if I pass away and you make dua for me, Allah hears it and he can answer that dua. Right? But then the Prophet ﷺ gave an adjective for this walid. Waladun salih. Salih. Why is that important? And why is it consistent with Islam? What if it was waladun talih? Yani someone that is just disobedient. Someone that is, as the Prophet ﷺ said in another hadith, مَأْكَلُهُ حَرَامٌ وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامٌ وَغُذِّيَ بِحَرَامٌ فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. Where he talks about the individual that eats haram, that drinks haram, and that consumes haram, how will his or her dua be answered? Right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can answer whichever dua he wishes, but the Prophet ﷺ gives us a standard to remember. So it's important for us to teach our children the faith of Islam and to teach them how that's actualized in their life, and to make them a people to encourage them to call on Allah at all times, to where when they're at your grave or even after that, they make dua for you. Now,
so besides making dua for the deceased, for the parents, you know, can we also do a charity on behalf?
Yes, you can give charity, inshallah ta'ala, for them, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. And as there's, inshallah, giving that sadaqah, that charity, particularly the actions of khair. So you'll find that the scholars will mention the actions of worship primarily. So if it's like, Umrah, and they haven't made it, or Hajj in particular, inshallah, that will be rewarded for them. But not like Salah, as something that you can't pray in the Salah on behalf of them, this and that nature. For the sadaqah, there's kalam on it, but inshallah, if you were to give charity and say, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, I ask you to accept this on behalf of my father, and you make dua for him, you know, inshallah, that will be something that is accepted. But the most important here is that we say that we make the dua for them, inshallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises their ranks, that Allah forgives them, that Allah has mercy on them, and the likes of that.
And the dua can be done in the sujood.
Dua can be done anytime. But what are some preferable times to make dua that the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned? Between the adhan and the iqamah, what else? What do we mean before? What do we mean after the fard salah? I don't know anything from the Prophet. He said right after the fard that dua is accepted. Unless there's, do you all know? I don't know anything from
Friday during the khutbah. When the imam
sits during the khutbah.
I mean, when the imam sits down, after first khutbah, the imam
yes.
sits down.
Very good. But when the khatib sits down in between the two khutbas, it is sunnah to make your hands and make rough your hand and make dua. Also, in Yom Al Jum'ah, what else during the khutbah time frame when you're here at the masjid? What else? What's another time? Okay, the last third of the night, right? At Salatu Tahajjud, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down in the way that he comes down, and he asks, is there anyone that I should give them? Is there one that I should give them? Or is there one seeking forgiveness, I should forgive them? When the imam is going up onto the minbar, or the, what do we call this? When he's rising up on the, I can't remember what this is. That's a time to make dua as well. Right? No, not during the khutbah. Like in between the two, when he says, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, and he sits down, that's a time to make dua. Okay? When he ascends onto, like at the beginning of the Jum'ah, things you have, at the beginning, that's a time to make dua as well.
I heard on Wednesday between Dhuhr and Asr or Asr to Maghrib.
Wednesday? I don't know of anything from that. What else? What's another time? When you're breaking your fast. No. Very good. When it's raining, during the rain. when you are traveling. All of everything we mentioned is present in the Sunnah of the Prophet. He said, he mentioned that these are virtuous times. What about during the Salah? But it's sujood at the very end. Tashahud, the last tashahud, yes. It's another time. Any other? Jummah after Asr, naam. Sabbihu. Jummah after Asr, naam. A little before Maghrib, naam. What else? I don't know of anything after Rukur. Anyone know of anything about it? Ba'd al-Rukur? I don't know if there's, he said that the dua is accepted. Yani ba'd hada. Allahu a'lam. I don't know. Interesting. I've never, subhanAllah, maybe. I'll find, I'll ask, look into that, inshallah. So there's, we've at least, is there anything else? So we've at least mentioned five times. At least mentioned five-ish times that when one makes the dua, that these, the process of the dua is accepted. Now, so just remember these times, inshallah ta'ala. And that is something that will increase us. So if all these times, according to this hadith, if we made dua for our parents in these times, this is something that is ish virtuous. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our dua. Inshallah, brothers, don't forget to make dua for your brothers and sisters in these parts of the world. You know, we have them in now. Where's this new, what's going on now? In which country? Who knows? Sudan. Now, but recently. Well, we have Turkey, Somalia, Syria, Palestine, Sudan, Uyghur. No, you see how they tried to take the mosque, they tried to demolish the mosque, how they stood in front of the masjid, and the police, alhamdulillah, they stopped it. Ethiopia. No? Habasha, no? Habasha, no? Jazakallah khair. Habasha. Habasha. In Habasha. Just don't forget to make dua for your brothers and sisters in these places, please, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, barakallahu feekum, Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sallam.